Good day and welcome to Partakers Monday Think Spot. Tucked away in the ancient book of Leviticus is this command. Leviticus 19 verse 18. Do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. Further on in the same chapter is verses 33 and 34. When a foreigner resides among you in your land, do not ill-treat them. The foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native-born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. In fact, the whole chapter is about loving others as you would want to be loved by others if you were in those situations. Indeed, the whole law itself is about loving God and loving others. Of course, Jesus exemplified this, speaking in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43 to 45. Jesus speaking, "You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Then later on in his ministry, Jesus taught the Jewish teachers of the law about it. We read in Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested Jesus with this question, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." As Christians in the 21st century, we are commanded to love. To love God and to show that we do indeed love God by loving all others. Yes, including those who hate us and those who mock, vilify, and persecute us. Yet every day I see examples in the media, including the Christian media, of Christians doing just the opposite. Christians hating on others, including other Christians. What do you think God thinks about that? That doesn't mean we are to condone the sinning of other Christians, but we can help lovingly restore people. Jesus loved others and yet gently restored and guided people to go sin no more, such as the woman caught in adultery and brought before him in John chapter 8. Is it easy to love our enemies and our persecutors? No. It can be difficult. Difficult if we try to do it in our own strength. But if we ask the Holy Spirit who lives within us to help us love all others as we would want to be loved, then it is possible. We ask him for help and listen to his guidance. We are to either do as he says to do, or we are to not do as he says not to do. Let us go into this week determined to be obedient to the Holy Spirit in loving all others that we meet, loving them in our words, our thoughts, our attitudes, and our actions. If those outside the church see you loving others, they will see that you indeed love your God. How amazing is that? The church is to be a mirror of God. God loves. God is Trinity. The Father loves the Son and the Spirit. The Son loves the Father and the Spirit. And the Spirit loves the Son and the Father. May the body of Christ the church. Love each other. Go into the day asking the Holy Spirit to show you how you can love others every day. And when you feel like you are going to seek revenge or bear a grudge, or you are going to ill-treat anybody in any way, then ask the Holy Spirit to help you not to do those things, and for a way out in which you can show love to that person. The Holy Spirit will help you if you ask Him. That's all for today. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something new added to help you in your life as a Christian disciple. Thank you.